providers.
Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Friday, February 3rd. Currently, with partly cloudy skies, it is 12 degrees. The humidity is 85%. The wind speed is south at 6 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.42. The dew point is 9 degrees, and the current wind chill is 2 degrees. It is 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. The city of Liberal officially offers the position of police chief to Chester Pinkston. J.P. Bizet has more.
Pinkston, a 30-year veteran of law enforcement, began his career as a detention deputy in Reno County in 1988. He spent the last 32 years as a member of the Wichita Police Department, serving as deputy chief since 2020. The city retained a national search firm to facilitate Pinkston's hiring and expects to have the new police chief on the job within the next 30 days.
Boisington police are asking for tips as they investigate a reported attempted kidnapping. The victim told police they were walking in the 800 block of West 2nd Street in Boisington in Barton County around 6:15 p.m. Wednesday when a white van pulled up and one of the men inside grabbed him and tried to pull him into the van. He was able to escape, but anyone with tips or surveillance video around that time should contact Boisington police. Well, the Chiefs are still in Kansas City. Next week, they travel to Arizona for the Super Bowl. They will practice at Arizona State. This is Kansas Information Network News.
John Deere utility tractors from Prairie Land Partners are the perfect match for any chore on your property, farm, or ranch. These tractors are the ideal blend of versatility and value. From working livestock to snow removal, for hay producers, municipalities, and property owners, these tractors bring the power and versatility so you can haul, mow, bale, feed, and maintain your property. Visit them online or stop by any Prairie Land Partners location to test drive one today.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
25% of all fatal crashes are speed-related, which equates to 1 in 4. In Kansas, that means drivers maintaining a safe, legal speed could prevent more than 100 deaths a year. Higher speeds lead to reduced reaction times and more severe, even more deadly crashes. In an effort to save lives, law enforcement will be cracking down on those who are being a danger to themselves and others. Stop speeding, because on the Drive to Zero Fatalities, you are in the driver's seat. Sponsored by the Drive to Zero Coalition.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. The Kansas Department of Agriculture is seeking feedback from Kansans for the 2023 Blue Stem Pasture Survey to collect information on native tall grass pasture use and practices. The survey is administered through the K-State Land Use Survey Center and will be open through March 31st of 2023. The Blue Stem Pasture Survey provides reliable, accurate information to Kansas ranchers and the agricultural community as a whole, as the survey asks about native tall grass pasture availability, leasing rates, and fencing rates, and should take less than 15 minutes to complete. Secretary of Agriculture Mike Beam said the native tall grass region of Kansas provides rich grazing opportunities for cattle producers, and this biennial survey collects valuable data that can aid landowners and renters when entering into lease agreements. Beam said underwriting this important survey tool is one way their agency works to provide useful data that supports the state's agriculture industry. The 2023 Kansas Blue Stem Pasture Survey is voluntary, anonymous, and confidential. To complete the survey, you can visit tinyurl.com/bluestem23. And if you're unable to complete the survey but wish to participate, you can contact Tori Laird with the Kansas Department of Agriculture Division of Agriculture Marketing at 785-564-6726 to receive a written survey or to complete the survey over the telephone. The Blue Stem Pasture Survey is a collaborative effort between the Division of Agriculture Marketing at the Kansas Department of Agriculture and the K-State Land Use Survey Center within the Department of Agricultural Economics at Kansas State University. U.S. Senators Jerry Moran of Kansas, John Tester of Montana, and Maggie Haysen of New Hampshire, members of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee, introduced the Elizabeth Dole Home Care Act, and the legislation would expand community-based services for aging veterans, as well as improve VA support for veterans and caregivers of all ages. The Elizabeth Dole Home Care Act exemplifies Senator Elizabeth Dole's passion for supporting veterans and their caregivers by expanding access to home and community-based care programs for veterans, increasing support for non-institutional care, assessing VA's caregiver or long-term care programs, and more. Senator Moran, the ranking member of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee, stated that Senator Elizabeth Dole represents the millions of caregivers who have worked behind the scenes to care for our nation's veterans who are impacted by advanced age or catastrophic injuries. He said caregivers help veterans maintain their independence and stay in their own homes in their own communities for as long as possible as they age. The Elizabeth Dole Home Care Act expands access to home and community-based services, and is fitting that they name this legislation after an honorary Kansan, Elizabeth Dole, who has worked as an advocate to honor and recognize veterans and their caregivers. Another live production from Smoky Hills PBS, the Kansas Legislature, will kick off at 7 p.m. on Friday, February 3rd, and it will stream on YouTube. The show airs during the legislative session, which gives the legislators and viewers the opportunity to discuss up-to-date issues. As for each show, legislators from the Smoky Hills PBS viewing area are invited to participate in the live call-in program, and viewers are encouraged to call in with their legislative questions. Les Kinderconnect, the senior producer and director of Smoky Hills PBS, said this is a great opportunity for viewers to connect with their Kansas legislators and ask questions that are important to Kansans, questions that could impact their jobs or everyday life. Joining tonight, February 3rd, will be Senator Rick Billinger of Goodland and Representative Adam Smith of Weskin. To find a list of legislators that might be on the show each week, you can visit SmokyHillsPBS.org, where you'll find the 2023 season schedule. In Nebraska news, Governor Jim Pillen on Thursday issued an executive order in response to regional fuel shortages, waiving some rules on truckers hauling fuels. In a news release from the governor's office, he stated that the order temporarily allows drivers to work extended hours to haul gasoline or gasoline blends, diesel, fuel oil, ethanol, propane, and biodiesel. The order, which remains in effect through the end of February, does state that drivers who notify their employers that they need to rest are to be allowed at least 10 hours to be off duty before they're required to return to driving. According to the Nebraska Department of Correctional Services, Robert Moss was arrested on Wednesday after a vehicle crashed in Omaha. Moss had disappeared from the Community Corrections Center Omaha on November 17th while he was serving a one-year sentence for theft by receiving. 38-year-old Moss now faces more charges, including possession of a stolen vehicle. After the crash near 24th and Farnham Streets, he was taken to the Douglas County Jail. The facility Moss escaped from is the least restrictive type in the state prison system, where inmates can go to work, school, and religious services with prior approval. However, Moss did not have approval to leave. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Now we'll hear from Fig Millen and Norton Blue Jay basketball coach Doug Rusink to update on the team and their upcoming games.
It's been a little while that we've gotten to speak, but let's talk about the Ellis. When you went down to Ellis and played the Railroaders there, what did you think of their team and the outcome of the game?
Well, you know, it's a road win for us, and that's always big when you win on the road. They had some good kids. They've struggled, you know, they haven't got a lot of wins over the season, but they, you know, they had a really, really good kid that's started the last couple of years for them, and he did score against us pretty well. But, you know, I thought our kids went in there and did really nice things, defended pretty well except for on him, and we shot the ball well, which always makes the game a lot easier, and really somebody besides Eli and Roman, you know, scored for us. And so Rylan Willman really had a good shooting night for us, and he scored like 21, I think, so, and really shot it well. So when we kind of get that from other guys, especially, that makes it a lot easier to win games.
And, of course, talking about some other different scores and stuff, your junior varsity also played that night. How did your junior varsity do?
Well, not well. They hadn't played for a couple of weeks. And really coming into the league tournament, they were really doing some nice things and playing well. And I don't know if that – a lot of those guys play against us in practice every day, but that two-week layoff as a group apparently affected them, because we always have a hard time winning JV it seems like at Ellis, but we kind of stunk it up, to be honest with you. Our kids did not play well. We didn't compete very well, and we weren't very happy with how they did things. But hopefully they can turn that around.
Your next game was against the Colby Eagles here at Still Gymnasium, and a hard-fought game there, but you suffered a loss there.
Yeah, I was proud of our kids. You know, Colby's a ranked team coming in, and they're senior dominant. They got a lot of seniors that have very veteran players, been playing, you know, a lot of varsity, you know, throughout, and so they were going to be a tough game for us. And I thought our kids competed well, did some nice things early in the game, and really had a bad third quarter where we kind of got impatient and forced some things offensively, turned the ball over, and then they had some kids step up and make some threes, and really they had a kid, a freshman kid, which we hadn't played, step in and hit, I think he hit three threes against us. We were playing off of him, and I think the coach said he hadn't scored in a varsity game, and so we were playing off of him, and he knocked some shots. He's a good player, and he knocked some shots down, and so it kind of affected us our third quarter. We didn't handle that very well, and then kind of come back and got back in it, but just couldn't come up with the win against a very good team.
Talk about some underclassmen. The last few games, you've been able to play a few more underclassmen on the varsity side.
Well, things have transpired where we're really playing three sophomores a lot, you know, and so I guess that's good for the future. Some kids, we got a couple sophomores there and Tice and
Stewart,
yes, Stewart. You know, I got two of those guys. Tyler's with the same first name, so I got to call him Stewie. And anyway, those guys, we weren't planning on them playing at all this year. Maybe Tice a little bit, and those guys have really stepped up and done some nice things for us. And it's been good to see them do what they can do, and hopefully they keep getting better and helping us out.
On Friday, you'll be playing the Plainville Cardinals. And what do you know about Plainville? You probably haven't seen them yet this year.
No, not live. We see them on film. And they're kind of been a roller coaster team. They've got beat by some teams that doesn't seem like they should have gotten beaten by, but they've played some really good people close. And so he tends to run some junk defenses at us, so which could affect us a little bit. So we'll see how we handle that, but they're playing well. I've seen the last couple films, and they're playing well. And if we don't come to play, we won't get that W.
Well, Coach, we're going to wish you best of luck when you play Plainville this Friday. Reporting for KQ&K, I'm Fig Miller.
Thank you, Fig, and Coach Rusink, and good luck to the Blue Jays in their upcoming game, starting tonight here in Norton against Plainville. A celebration of life for Joanne Knoll, 89 of Norton, will be held at 11 a.m. tomorrow, Saturday, February 4th, at the First United Methodist Church in Norton. A private family burial was held at the Norton Cemetery. Memorial contributions may be made to Gideon's International or the First United Methodist Church and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Paul Arthur Lucian, 81 of Norton, passed away on January 28th in his home, and Paul's family will host a funeral service today, Friday, February 3rd at 11 a.m. The service will be at the Church of God in Norton with Daryl Boston and Gunnar Hayes officiating. In lieu of flowers, a memorial for hospice services has been established as the family appreciates the amazing care they provided them and to Paul. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have beef and noodles, whipped potatoes, green beans, mandarin oranges, cheese rolls, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be turkey and noodles, whipped potatoes, rolls with margarine, cottage cheese, fruit, and milk. Your schedule for Norton Community Schools. Today, Friday, February 3rd, starting at 4:30 p.m., the high school varsity and junior varsity basketball versus Plainville here in Norton. The time has been changed for the junior high wrestling in Phillipsburg to 4:30 start time, and the boys' dual The varsity and girls wrestling will begin right after the junior high wrestling. On Saturday, all day, the Norton Community High School art at Colby. Also all day, the FFA in Manhattan. At 8 a.m., forensics in Norton. The time has been changed for the beginning of the Panther Classic that is going to be taking place tomorrow to 9 a.m. start time for the high school varsity and girls wrestling, and there will be no junior varsity boys tomorrow at the Panther Classic. On Sunday at 3 p.m., the Norton Community High School Java Jive at the Junior High School Gymnasium, and at 7 p.m., another showing of at the Norton Community High School for the Java Jive at the Junior High Gymnasium. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News has been brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your KQNK forecast for today, there'll be some patchy fog before 10 a.m. Otherwise, it should be partly sunny, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 41 and a southwest wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be partly cloudy with a low around 21 with a south wind around 5 miles per hour becoming west after midnight. On Saturday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 48 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. On Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 24. On Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 47. And on Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 26. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 49. On Tuesday, it should be sunny with a high near 47. On Wednesday, there is a slight chance of rain and snow, otherwise sunny with a high near 48. And on Thursday, mostly cloudy with a high near 45. Currently, with partly cloudy skies, it is 12 degrees. The humidity is 85%. The wind speed is south at 6 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.42. The dew point is 9 degrees, and the current wind chill is 2 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 822.
Are you living with pain and discomfort in your feet, legs, thighs, or butt? It may be a sign of a serious health problem called peripheral artery disease, or PAD. The most common symptoms of PAD are burning, aching, numbness, or discomfort in your leg or hip muscles while walking. A higher quality of life is possible. If you have any kind of recurrent leg pain, talk with your doctor. Describe when it happens and how it feels. Go to heart.org/PAD to learn more.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Fulton Castor. The Chiefs are into the third Super Bowl in 4 years, and Patrick Mahomes is one of only a small handful of players who's been to every Super Bowl the Chiefs have been a part of in this most recent run. And Mahomes spoke with the media, and he discussed trying to get the schedule set for him and his teammates while down at the Super Bowl and avoiding all the distractions. And I feel it'll be different for some of the young guys going down there.
Kind of going through a whirlwind of media days, and you have practice, but it's not the normal schedule you usually have, and meetings and trying to find time to watch film and everything like that, whereas now you have a plan. Chad was with me last time, so I have a plan with him already. We're going to be able to go out there and do what we usually do throughout a week with the added stuff that we have to do. And so it's nice to have that experience before. I can teach other guys and help them along as well, because even though it's the same team, we have a lot of new players. And so I'm excited to get these guys down there to get that experience. And at the end of the day, you want to win the game. So I just want to make sure those guys keep that in mind.
KI in Sports, I am Fulton Caster.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
One in every two U.S. adults has hypertension, also known as high blood pressure. Yet most people who have hypertension don't have it under control. Having hypertension puts you at a risk for heart disease and stroke, which are the leading causes of death in the U.S. February is American Heart Month, which brings awareness to the need to focus on your cardiovascular health. Talk with your healthcare provider and seek routine medical care to monitor your heart health and overall health. This message is brought to you by Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic, where our team is with you at any stage of life.
On Super Bowl Sunday.
Be caller number 5 for your chance to win a Super Bowl party for 10. Call now.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
This morning, we have a dense fog advisory over parts of northwestern Kansas, stretching from Oberlin to Colby down to Scott City. The rest of the state is mostly clear and cold. Following the front that moved through yesterday, we have some Arctic air that's sort of clipping the region. That's going to be moving out as winds turn to the south today. All the while, we stay dry through the weekend as a strong ridge of high pressure builds in. Winds will pick up, and we'll likely see highs in the 50s tomorrow and on Sunday. 50s and 60s likely on Monday, with rain chances increasing Monday night following a cold front and another chance of precipitation by the middle of next week. Dense fog this morning in northwest Kansas with a high in the mid-40s this afternoon. Sunny, low 40s in north-central Kansas, and in northeastern Kansas, sunny and colder with a high in the mid-30s. In southwestern Kansas, sunny and not as cool with a high in the low 60s. Breezy today. South-central Kansas, our high in the mid-40s. Sunny and cool in southeast Kansas with a high near 40. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And as we look at the early calls today, first off on the livestock side, well, you talk about turnaround Tuesday. I think you can call it showdown Friday. Haven't seen little, if any, trade in the feedlots as of yet. The anticipation is that we could see a 158 trade this week, which would be a couple of dollars higher in the Southern Plains feedlots. Lower open expected this morning as far as the Merc. Now we go over to the grain market, and we are seeing a weaker trade so far today as corn and wheat gave back ground. Wheat currently down 7 to 8, corn down 3. Soybeans are down about a half point. It's been two-sided trade in the bean market. Monthly jobs report will come out later this morning. Good strong export numbers on corn, the best since mid-November. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
Your local Zomatic dealer works hard to give you every advantage when it comes to your irrigation operations. This year, we're giving you a head start in preparing for the upcoming season by letting you choose between industry-leading interest rates and deep per-tower discounts on a new Zomatic pivot. The earlier you act, the better your deal will be. Better deals, better equipment, better season. Better contact your local Zomatic dealer today to learn more. Terms and conditions apply. See your local dealer or visit lindsay.com/springsale for full details.
Well, hello, Mr. and Mrs. Gardner. Ready to check out? Here we go. Clean air. I don't see a price on that.
Price check on clean air.
What else have we got here? Clean water. Gotta check that, too.
Price check on clean water.
Let's see. Healthy habitat for you and
you can't put a price on our environment. What you can do is support those farmers and others who care for our priceless natural resources. Conservation, there's something in it for you. Brought to you by